You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What is good, everybody? I'm Rob Stats Guerrera, and welcome to SB Nation's Sunday Late Night Wrap-Up, brought to you by DraftKings. This is the show where you will find out exactly what happened in every game that was played on Sunday. But before we do, I want to remind you that the DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That is code SBNNFL, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Not going to lie, I had planned to start with the Jags and the Colts because that was the game of the day. But then Sunday Night Football happened, and I have to start with Chargers and Raiders because it was maybe the game of the year. And let's just skip ahead to the fourth quarter. LA comes in trailing by 15 points, and that's when the fun began. The Chargers got the ball with 8:23 left in the game and drove 75 yards, but faced a 4th-and-21.
Herbert back. He looks, fires, end zone. It is caught. Touchdown, Chargers. Joshua Palmer found room in the middle of the end zone, and he makes the catch. 23-yard touchdown strike, and the Chargers are not done yet.
Ryan Radke on Westwood One on the call. That was actually LA's second fourth down conversion on that drive. So then the Raiders get the ball back. They go three and out. Chargers have it, 2:05 left in the game. LA's driving. 4th-and-10. Herbert hits Keenan Allen for 11 yards. Three plays later, it's 4th-and-10 again. The Chargers don't get it, but the Raiders commit defensive holding. That's a first down. 22 seconds left, 4th-and-10 again, and the Chargers convert with a 14-yard pass to Mike Williams. Their third fourth down conversion on that drive. Eventually, it all came down to one play from the 12-yard line with 5 seconds left.
Herbert has the snap. He's back to pass. Moving left, fires, end zone, caught, touchdown. It's a touchdown, Mike Williams. Justin Herbert hits Mike Williams for a 12-yard touchdown. No time on the clock. The extra point can tie the game and send it into overtime.
Westwood won again on the call. So we go to overtime in OT. The Raiders get the ball first. They drive down the field and kick a field goal. Chargers get the ball. They drive down the field and kick a field goal. Las Vegas gets the ball back. 4:30 left, and they know a tie would send both of those teams to the playoffs. So, Raiders move the ball down to the Chargers' 29-yard line and let Daniel Carlson have at it with 3 seconds left in overtime.
Here comes the snap. Ball down. Kick is on the way. It is good, and the Raiders win. The Raiders have won the game. Las Vegas 35, the Los Angeles Chargers 32, the Raiders are going to the playoffs.
One more time on Westwood One, the Raiders get the win and send the Chargers to their couches for the long, cold offseason. Raiders interim head coach Rich Bisaccia actually said he thought about just running the clock out at the end of overtime and taking the tie, but Josh Jacobs had a 10-yard run on 3rd-and-4 that actually convinced him to go for the win. Raiders get it. They overcome all sorts of crazy adversity, and they are going to the postseason. Now we can get to Jaguars Colts, because all the Colts had to do to make the playoffs was beat the pathetic Jacksonville Jaguars, and then Carson Wentz.
Dropping the throws, Wentz. Pump fakes, now fires a deep downfield, and that ball is intercepted by Damian Wilson, the linebacker. They're not going to turn this one over. He picks it off at the 46-yard line of the Indianapolis Colts.
Matt Taylor and Rick Venturi on the Fan, 97.1 Hank FM, Indianapolis. Carson Wentz was sacked 6 times and turned the ball over twice on the day. The Colts fall to the Jaguars 26-11 and miss the playoffs. Indy has now lost in Jacksonville 7 straight times. And after the game, head coach Frank Reich was in a state of disbelief.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
Oh, sorry. That's a different Colts head coach. My bad. The Jags, meanwhile, get their 3rd win of the season and still secured the number 1 overall draft pick for the 2nd year in a row. So, yay! So, with the Colts losing, all hell broke loose in the AFC playoff picture. The door was open for either the Steelers or the Ravens to make the playoffs, and this one was a typical Baltimore-Pittsburgh game. Tyler Huntley drove the Ravens down for the game-tying field goal with just over a minute to go in regulation. In overtime, the Steelers were faced with a 4th-and-8 with 2 minutes and 28 seconds left, but a tie would have eliminated them from the playoffs, so they had to go for it. They did. Ben Roethlisberger completes a pass to Ray McCloud to keep the drive going and put the Steelers in position to win it.
All right, here it is in overtime to try to win it. A 36-yard effort for the magic of Buzz, the young man from Rice. The ball is down. The kick is on its way. The kick is up. The kick is good. And the Pittsburgh Steelers have defeated the Baltimore Ravens. And the Steelers are headed for playoff land.
That is the legendary Bill Hillgrove and Craig Wolfley on 102.5 WDVE and the Steelers Radio Network. Roethlisberger delays his retirement by at least a week and punches the Steelers' ticket into the playoffs thanks to the Raiders and Chargers not finishing in a tie. One other thing to note on the Steelers, congratulations TJ Watt. He tied Michael Strahan's single-season sack record at 22.5. For the Ravens, they finished the year at 8-9 and go into the offseason on a 6-game losing streak. In Houston, the Titans jumped out to a 21-point lead, but the Texans did not go quietly into that good night. Davis Mills and company scored 18 unanswered points to get the game to within 3 in the 4th quarter. Luckily for Tennessee, Julio Jones actually remembered where the end zone was. He scores his first touchdown for the Titans, and they did just enough to hang on for the 28-25 win. The victory gives Mike Vrabel's bunch the top seed in the AFC and a week off, which is something they have not had since 2008. In Miami, the Patriots could have secured an AFC East title with a win and a Bills loss, but the Dolphins had other ideas. Tua and company jumped out to a 17-0 lead and ended up doing just enough to hang on and beat Bill Belichick's bunch 33-24. And yeah, I know that sounds weird because it's 33-24. Miami got one of those meaningless touchdowns on a weird lateral play at the end of the game. The Dolphins might not be going into the playoffs, but they did win 8 of their last 9 games. After a 1-7 start, they finish at 9-8 on the year. Miami becomes just the 2nd AFC East team to beat the Patriots twice in a season in the past 21 years. And if you're wondering who the other team was, it was actually the Bills last year. Shout out Jalen Waddle, ended up setting the rookie record for catches in a single season. For the Patriots, they are still in the playoffs, but this is the first time in the Bill Belichick era that New England goes into the postseason as a wild card team. Even if the Patriots had won that game, the Bills could have ended all hope of a division title for New England with a win over the Jets, and that's exactly what they did. They handled the Jets 27-10. It wasn't always pretty, but the Bills smothered New York and held them to just 4 first downs in the game and 53 yards of total offense. Buffalo wins its 2nd straight division title and goes to the playoffs for the 3rd year in a row. Josh Allen after the game, not too excited. Quote, nobody at the end of their career looks back and really figures out how many times you won your division. I think the main goal is the Super Bowl. It's great, it's fine, hats and shirts are cool, but at the end of the day, we've got a lot more work to do. The Jets have a lot more work to do themselves. They finish at 4-13 on the year. It is their 6th straight losing season, and as we said earlier this year, they have missed the playoffs 11 years in a row. That is the longest streak in the NFL. And finally, our last AFC matchup. The Browns were without Baker Mayfield. They beat the Bengals, who were resting Joe Burrow, 21-6. One thing to note in this one, Bengals rookie wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase had 2 catches for 26 yards. That helps him break Chad Johnson's team record for the most receiving yards in a single season. To the NFC we go, specifically Los Angeles, where the 49ers were playing for a chance to clinch a playoff spot, and the Rams were trying to lock down the NFC West. LA dominated almost the entire first half. They jumped out to a 17-0 lead and went into halftime up 17-3. In the second half, however, the game totally flipped. The 49ers scored touchdowns on their first 2 possessions in the 3rd quarter to tighten things up. Ultimately, Jimmy Garoppolo would throw a game-tying touchdown pass to Juwan Jennings with 26 seconds left in regulation and lead the 49ers to a field goal on the first drive of overtime. So, It all comes down to Matthew Stafford and the Rams getting the ball back in overtime and taking a deep shot to Odell Beckham Jr.
Stafford back on first down, throws a deep one down the right sideline for Odell Beckham Jr. Intercepted by Ambry Thomas. Ambry Thomas takes it away. The 49ers are going to win the game in L.A.
This game's over.
Greg Papa and Tim Ryan on KMBR 680 on the call. The 49ers beat the Rams for the sixth straight time, 27-24 in OT. The 17-point deficit is the second biggest comeback in the NFL this season, and it punches San Francisco's ticket to the playoffs. Sean McVay had been 45-0 when going into halftime with a lead, but the 49ers outscored the Rams 24-7 in the second half of the game to get the win. So, the Rams' loss meant the Cardinals could win the NFC West by beating the Seahawks, but somebody forgot to tell Cliff Kingsbury's defense. Arizona allowed more than 200 rushing yards and more than 400 total yards to Russell Wilson and company. They fall at home 38-30, and they are officially in a bit of a tailspin. Arizona started the year 7-0. But went just 4-6 the rest of the way. They wind up 11-6 on the year. That is good for the fifth seed in the NFC. The Saints needed a win and the 49ers a loss to sneak into the playoffs, and they did their part. New Orleans overcame the loss of Taysom Hill and dropped 30 on the Falcons to win 30-20. Unfortunately for New Orleans, the good vibes were short-lived as they had to watch the 49ers come back and win over the Rams in OT to learn they were eliminated. One note for the Falcons, rookie tight end Kyle Pitts had just 2 catches for 8 yards in this one. He falls 50 yards short of tying Mike Ditka's rookie record for receiving yards by a tight end that was set in just 14 games in 1961. The Saints weren't the only ones watching the 49ers, however. Tom Brady and company were checking things out in L.A. after they dominated the Panthers 41-17. Tampa's win combined with the Rams' loss gives the champs the number 2 seed in the NFC. Couple things to note in this game. Tom Brady continues to make history. TB12 finished with a career-high 5,316 yards passing and a Bucs single-season record 43 touchdown passes for the defending champs. Brady joins Drew Brees as the only other quarterbacks in NFL history to have multiple 5,000-yard passing seasons. Also, shout out Mike Evans. He became the first wide receiver in NFL history to begin a career with 8 straight 1,000-yard seasons. The Panthers, on the other side, they're a disaster. They go into the offseason on a 7-game losing streak and could be looking for a new coach after going 10-23 under Matt Rhule. The Packers mostly rested their big guns, and the Lions, frankly, pulled out every trick play in the book to edge the Packers 37-30 and go into the offseason with a victory. Detroit scored on a flea flicker and a reverse pass in the game to get just their third victory of the year. Kirk Cousins threw 3 touchdown passes in the second half to lead the Vikings to a meaningless 31-17 win over the Bears. Both Matt Nagy and Mike Zimmer could be fired in this one, with Zimmer saying after the game that he has not been told what his job status is. And finally, Washington and the Giants played. Washington won 22-7, and that's all I'm going to say about that. So, if you are wondering what the playoffs look like next week, here you go. First, the Raiders are the 5 seed. They will play the 4 seed Bengals in Cincinnati on Saturday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern time. Then, after that, the Patriots are the 6 seed. They will play the Bills, who are the 3 seed, in Buffalo at 8:15 p.m. Eastern time. Then on Sunday, 3 more games. It starts with the Eagles as the 7. They go to Tampa Bay to play the champs at 1 p.m. Eastern. The Niners are the 6. They go to Jerry World to take on the Cowboys at 4:30 p.m. Eastern. And in the nightcap, the 7-seed Steelers, yay, go to Kansas City to play the 2-seed Chiefs on Sunday Night Football at 8:15. But remember, we're not done. There's one more playoff game that happens on Monday. It's the final wildcard game in the NFC. The Cardinals go to LA, to SoFi, to take on the Rams on ESPN at 8:15. And that's going to do it for this edition of the Late Night Wrap-Up brought to you by DraftKings. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please, please, please follow the SB Nation NFL show. Leave us a 5-star rating and a review. If you are listening on Spotify, they just added ratings. Drop us a 5-star. We really do appreciate it. Enjoy your week, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk tomorrow.